tinctures of frankincense and myrrh of the Christian Bible to the reverence of basil in Hinduism, plants and herbs have always held a source of power and fascination for spiritual seekers. Plants have been used for medicine and healing for as long as we have written records, and even before that. Archaeologists examining human remains at Bukaburg in Sweden, thought to be around 6,500 years old, found evidence of birch bark gum in the cavity of a tooth, suggesting the healing properties of birch were known to the inhabitants. The Etsy Iceman, a 5,300-year-old mummy found in a glacier in the Italian Alps, has been noted to have over 61 tattoos covering his body. These tattoos are thought to be medicinal because of the positioning on the body, but were also sealed by rubbing charcoal and herbs into the incisions of the tattoo. Even further back in the archaeological record, a bone carving was found from the Gironde region of France, dating back to 15,000 BC. It appears to depict a blossom or other flowering plant. While the exact nature of this representation can't be certain, it's clear that plants and herbs have played important roles in the psyche of humans for millennia. As written records commence, plants can be seen to play ritual and magical roles in societies such as ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, and India, as well as throughout many other historical cultures. In ancient Egypt, the blue lotus flower was one of the most sacred plants and can be seen depicted on numerous paintings, statues, and temples. It has been found on jewelry such as amulets and protective talismans and was thought to represent rebirth, the sun, and creation. Wearing an amulet with a lotus flower on it was intended to protect the wearer from the evil eye, a curse believed to be cast by a hateful glare. It was an important symbol of Upper Egypt and was widely featured in Egyptian creation myths, where the creator was born from the lotus. Because the lotus flower closes overnight and blooms again in the morning, it became an important symbol of the light and renewal as well. The ancient Egyptians also used the symbolism of the lotus flower in funerary practices. It is mentioned in the Book of the Dead in spells aimed at transforming into a lotus, a metaphor for resurrection and eternal afterlife. In ancient Mesopotamia, plants were seen as a vital component in treating illnesses, both in terms of relieving physical symptoms as well as spiritual pain. For example, some descriptions of the use of plants include how to use them to make lotions or medicines, whereas others speak about planting them in different ways to ward off psychic attacks from negative entities. Instructions might include advising to pull up a plant before sunrise or to put herbs outside under starlight. This shows how in ancient times people understood the need to combine the spiritual and physical, and that plants have both physical and metaphysical healing properties. In India, archaeological investigations have shown evidence of the cultivation and gathering of herbs going back thousands of years, which are still used today by Ayurvedic physicians and folk healers. Ancient Vedic texts describe illness as relating to both spiritual and physical causes, and the teachings from these texts live on today with the practice of Ayurveda. Investigations into ancient Cambodian temples have shown the use of plants and herbs to illustrate mythological stories. Many plants were venerated, and sacred groves of trees were planted for ritual purposes. In recent times, several researchers have begun to investigate the mystical properties of plants. During his time living with Peruvian natives, anthropologist Jeremy Narby was told that knowledge of the biochemical and mystical attributes of plants was transmitted to the population whilst under the effects of so-called hallucinogens. After studying with the natives for many years, Narby concluded that their claims were actually true and that they were able to communicate with plant life, allowing deep insight into the nature of the plants and of humans. Narby found that over 74% of the world's modern plant-based medications were first discovered by the indigenous societies of places such as the Amazon. One example of this is the substance curare, developed into a muscle-paralyzing substance to use in hunting. Now used in laboratories all over the world, it undergoes a complicated